Drain the swamp is a popular political slogan that doesn't work so well in nature. A massive swamp in southeast Virginia and northeast North Carolina has been dramatically altered over the past few centuries by loggers and developers. And scientists say those changes have created an environment more vulnerable to both floods and wildfires. As NPR's Sarah McCammon reports, a federal project is trying to restore it to a more natural environment.
To reach some parts of the Great Dismal Swamp National Wildlife Refuge, you have to hike through muddy roads or hop in an off-road vehicle, like I did recently with a couple of Fish and Wildlife Service biologists.
Push the brake, yep.
The swamp is a vast wooded area populated with eagles, wild turkeys, and even bears. Refuge manager Chris Lowy says water used to move more freely here before humans intervened. A new $3 million project is trying to reverse some of that damage.
Well, the ultimate goal for us is to slow the drainage of the swamp. These ditches, 150 miles of ditches, have been dug throughout the swamp for the specific purpose of draining it.
Dolores Freeman, a visitor services specialist at the refuge, says European colonists saw the lush plant and animal life here and thought,
oh, this would be a good place. We'll drain it, make some great agricultural fields out of it. None of that really worked for Mr. Washington and his business partners, though.
That would be George Washington. He quickly learned that the peat soil here, made out of decomposing twigs and other plants, isn't so great for farming. But the swamp's cypress and cedar trees soon attracted loggers who built more dams and ditches. Freeman says those have disrupted the natural flow of water.
And so some parts of the swamp are much wetter than they were before. On the other side of the ditch, the swamp would be much drier than it was previously.
That imbalance harms wildlife habitat and creates problems for the million-plus people who live here in the Hampton Roads area of Virginia. When peat soil dries out, it's less able to absorb floodwaters and basically turns into kindling. In 2011, a wildfire started by a lightning strike burned through the swamp for more than 100 days. That's the kind of thing manager Chris Lowy hopes to mitigate in the future. On the other side of the swamp, about a 40-minute drive from where we began, he shows me one of the 14 new structures that are being installed here to help control the movement of water.
Originally, there was not a structure here. There was just a plug. This dirt driveway that we're standing on was a plug.
It looks like a metal gate built into a tiny dam, with water running through a ditch on either side. Lowy uses aluminum boards to adjust the flow of water.
So pulling these boards is like pulling the drain plug.
Lowy can use these structures to re-wet dry areas of the swamp or slow the flow of water when a major storm is coming. The work is part of a larger effort paid for with funds appropriated by Congress after Hurricane Sandy devastated communities along the Atlantic coast in 2012. Fish and Wildlife Service spokesman David Eisenhower says projects from Maine to Florida are restoring marshes and removing obsolete dams.
I think a lot of these projects work with nature to make these natural areas more resilient to impacts like increased intensity of storms and sea level rise.
Biologists say simply letting the refuge go back to nature is no longer an option. Cities have grown up around the Great Dismal Swamp, shrinking it from over a million acres to a bit more than 100,000 today. Chris Lowy says the roads and ditches, some centuries old, are here to stay.
So how can we better manage the water in the ditches for the benefit of wildlife and people?
Are you ever just like, oh man, George Washington, why did you do this?
No, we know why he did it. We know why, but we learn.
Lowy says you can't stop progress, and sometimes progress means letting a swamp be a swamp. Sarah McCammon, NPR News, Chesapeake, Virginia.